Yes, good morning all. It is Friday, September 30. The Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. And the last show before the long weekend, before the grand final, Penrith and Parramatta on Sunday night, where legacies are at stake. This Panthers side, will they win and confirm themselves as a champion team of the modern era with two grand final triumphs in 3 years, or will Parramatta break that 36-year premiership drought and make themselves heroes in the West there, and a Western Sydney derby to savour coming up? Penrith $1.38. That market hasn't changed since Monday. $1.38 with tab. Parramatta $3.10. And roughly 61% of the money is for Penrith as it stands. 8.5 is the line. Para the plus. And well, to just start off a salivating weekend tonight at Moonee Valley in race one, Foxy Cleopatra is heading that way. Morning, Loz.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone. Yes, we've decided to run it tonight at Moonee Valley, so hopefully everything is in perfect condition for her to run tonight, and hopefully she lets down Well Meadow and runs a decent race.
$2.60 and favourite in a field of seven where she's drawn widest. Not too concerned about that in a small field.
Track would be the only concern. Tight track.
Hopefully she can just swing off the bend there at the valley.
Well, hopefully she'll be able to do that, Middo. But, you know, trainers think that other grounds, other tracks suit up. So they'd love to be running at a Flemington, but it's probably a bit harder race this early in her career. The Edward Minifold on
tomorrow,
the Saturday.
Yeah. I will give her strength tonight. Pup, morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys. Go the Fox. Nice to see she's in. Loz, I'm excited. What time she raced?
About 5:15,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, early. First race. Yeah. 5:15.
Rightio, lock me in. I'll be cheering her on.
Yeah, no, she should run well, I hope. We're hoping she runs well. But the price doesn't excite me.
Or a win?
Well, she's starting favourite.
No, you got to...
Yeah, she is.
Chips in.
So you got to go all in.
Ooh.
$2.60.
Can you say that again? You got to what?
You got to go all in.
She's going to win.
No.
What? No, yes.
No, I...
Start this morning.
I still think... Otherwise, I would have put her in multi. I still think the further, the better for her.
Nah, I'll lock her in. I'm on her.
Well, I hope you're right.
The other thing I
want to
say...
But I'm not confident.
Ray Warren just do the grand final? Just for the next few years?
He could if he wanted to.
How good was hearing that voice there in the leader in the this morning? Just when you hear Ravs.
Oh, it's just got an amazing voice. He added to every big event here in Australia. Or most big events in Australia, didn't he?
I miss his commentary so much. And the other guys are unreal, don't get me wrong, but it's like the cricket. I miss those big four as well. Richie,
when they've been
Bill,
in your life for so long,
Craig
too.
And Chappelle,
like when you regularly just continually hear them, they just become part of the norm. Yeah. So when they're not there, that's when you go, oh, something sounds a little bit different.
Yeah.
But over time, I'm not saying they can reach the levels of rap.
I just think it's different when you hear...
But you'll hear their voice and it'll become more accustomed to you and you just get used
to... It's not the same, though, Lord.
It's the only one you've known.
But you know when someone gets excited and like there's an unbelievable try or there's a big play, like I don't know. Rav's just he just sounded different.
He was fantastic. There's not many better than
Bill Laurie.
Than Rav's.
When Bill gets excited, no matter how good any other cricket commentator, you just can't match him. Greggy, he would just say it how it was, and Greggy obviously that accent as well, that combination of South African, English, Aussie accent. Mm. I don't know. Maybe that's the old school coming back. But I remember as a kid growing up when you didn't even watch the television, but you'd hear those four voices.
Yeah. The weather war.
And I was like, mate, that is summer. It's summertime.
Oh, for sure. 100%. All I can think of is Billy Birmingham in the 12th man. Like a comfy pair of jeans.
Yes. Mate, unbelievable. Hey, Ravs just didn't, he just had enough, mate. Is that what it was?
Or I think he's been contemplating it for a while.
Would you be able to just say, look, I'll just do the GF? Or do you think nine would say, mate, you can't do that.
No, I reckon they might have if he wanted to. But I think Ravs being the professional and team player probably thought, well, if I only do that, that's been a little bit selfish.
I
haven't covered it throughout the year.
Nine did it with Bill Laurie And I'm hoping he still does Boxing Day Test. So
just for the MCG.
It started, Bill did, I think once he stepped down from a lot, he still did New Year's Test in Sydney and Boxing Day. And then it just went to Boxing Day. I'm not sure if he's still going to do it. But even like, when you think of Boxing Day Test match, all you hear is Bill Laurie's voice, I reckon.
Yeah. It's great. It's good that we've had him for so long.
Oh, yeah, what a genius.
His voice is always synonymous with great sporting events here in Australia. But like everything, there comes a time when you've got to retire, and he felt as though this year was the right time.
They did. Isn't there a show? Haven't they done like a bit of a look back on his career, Channel 9?
I think they might have.
I reckon that might be on...
that a couple of weeks ago?
Was it?
Not sure.
Already
it's on tonight. Jono's just told me it's on tonight. There you go.
I reckon
perfect.
That would be unreal.
Yeah.
What a career.
In some interviews I've seen with him, you know, he's scared about making that one mistake. He doesn't want to get to this point of his career and make an error that, you know, he'll get slammed for. So, you know, you can understand that he just wants to go out on top.
Yeah. I'm not telling him when he should and shouldn't. I just miss his voice. And I feel like in a grand final, man, imagine if you turned it on and heard that voice.
And I guess for you both, you know, you were lucky. Like the voices of the greatest moments of your careers are Ray Warren calling your grand finals, and Richie and Bill and Tony and Cipelli calling.
Yeah.
You know, 300s at the SCG. Yeah. Thank goodness. No, we were lucky to grow up with those voices, no doubt about that. The two teams came together yesterday, a fan day in Martin Place, right in the heart of the city, of course. So always love watching the teams sort of square off awkwardly across from each other. I make more of it, I know, than you guys probably think of, but just to see if you can just see anything.
Any beef between players? Would you like to see a punch-up or something on that day when they do just, a bit of push and shove?
Well, Ricky, didn't he? He was frosty towards Trent Robinson, I'm sure. He didn't shake his hand. Yes.
What?
2019. That's right.
Yeah, I noticed yesterday the forwards didn't shake
hands. Yeah, the backs didn't, the forwards didn't. Yeah.
I saw that on the TV.
Yeah, Ricky Brach, Trent Robinson. I love that, though. I love it.
Yeah, that's him. He didn't want to be friends with anyone that week.
No handshake. What about just a handshake and look the other way, not look him in the eye? Could
you've
got to
do that. If you're shaking hands,
you've
got to
shake hands. You've got to look at someone.
Well, otherwise,
otherwise, there's no point shaking
hands. What about you give him the old hard one? You know, you squeeze his hand tight, like you let him know, mate. You didn't have to say anything. It's not what you say, it's what you do. Just give him one of those.
Yeah, no,
Ricky should have gave him have some of that, Robbo. Are they all right now, those two?
Yeah,
What was the beef?
That's just Ricky.
It was just
grand final him got a job to do.
He thought he was still playing.
Yeah, well, he's always been like that.
Yeah,
mate,
cool,
he's the most competitive person I've ever seen.
Yeah, oh, man.
I'm cool with it. Shake hands
the
game.
I'm not.
My enemy.
I remember Punnett told, it might even been an Ashes series, and he told us we weren't allowed to talk to the players off the field. It lasts about 3 minutes.
Well, didn't in 2005, didn't England take that approach to you blokes?
I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, if they did, it didn't happen because they had Freddie and Harmy, and they're two nicest guys on the planet. They talked to everyone. Mm. Oh, I understand. Like, I think there's a gap between being, you know, best mates with blokes that you're playing against. Mm. I think you can, you know, when you walk onto the field, it's game time. No matter who you're playing against
before the game. I used to, Mel was my captain. I'd come out and shake his hand, but we wouldn't.
Yeah.
We wouldn't exchange pleasantries at the coin toss.
Of course you would.
No, no, no.
Origin.
But if we're staying at the same hotel.
And you walk past
someone, like you saying morning or saying hello.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop and talk. I'd say, acknowledge.
Yeah, that's
cool. There's no way in a grand final sort of week or the day of the game.
No, you'd be besties.
Mate,
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I think, I don't know. To me, I've never thought. And cricket's very different to rugby league as well. You haven't got that physical, you know.
You're ready to go out and bash someone.
Yeah, you haven't got.
Certainly as a batsman,
you know, getting too pumped up like that was probably the worst thing for me.
Yeah.
But I think, to me, I just thought once you stepped onto the field, didn't matter who you were playing, it's game time. But off the field, I was, even as captain with the boys, they would ask, "Hey, mate, a lot of these guys are playing against with each other in different." I was like. Yeah, you don't need to be best mates. Like we're playing against them and we're here to win. But, yeah, it's not hard to say g'day.
Yeah.
Was it like if he caught you talking to someone, you thought you'd get dropped?
Mm. Yeah, I don't mind that. Queensland always had that philosophy too.
I'm
and
cool
they still
with...
do.
Yeah. You're my enemy.
Mate, I'm there
the
to win. I'm there after the game.
What about the game?
The,
our games go for 3 months. Don't talk to your mate for 3 months.
Stuff him.
Right. That's when Kevin Peterson. See, remember the Kevin Peterson saga with South Africa?
Huh.
So same thing. They mustn't have been allowed to talk to the South Africans. So KP's on the text to them.
Yeah, telling them
give
about
him a bit
his
of info about Strauss, about the captain, yeah. I think.
God, just having an interesting discussion about Dylan Edwards, which we might get to after 6 o'clock. But front page of the Daily Telegraph. There you go. There's a couple of blokes just having a little cuddle.
Okay, so
Jerome Luai, Mitch Moses under the headline "Fathers in Arms." Obviously, nice.
Do you
story.
Not like that?
I do like that.
I love that.
But it's under the context of they've both just. Their partners have just given birth in the recent days. So,
they
are
virtually
they are.
Going head-to-head in the grand final, right? These two.
Yeah.
I'm cool with this. I think this is mutual respect. It's a photograph. Doesn't mean once they walk out the field, they're not going to hate each other, but I'm so cool with that.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm cool with that one photo. Now I want hate until the game's over.
Loz, you don't like that, do you?
No, I don't mind people getting a photo like that. No, that's okay. But for me... I was always uncomfortable. I didn't like talking to my opposition.
Yeah.
I didn't like talking to my opponent.
Fair enough.
Again, that was just me. Yeah. I was more of a bloke that just wanted to focus in on knowing what I wanted to do and wanting to go out there and play well against my opponent. I didn't want to be friends with him on the night.
The more I think
after
about
the game,
different
cool.
story. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Must have been so disconcerting for you, Loz, to go and shake hands with Mal Meninga before an Origin game at a coin toss.
Oh, it was awkward.
It must have been awkward.
It was. I mean, I didn't want to speak to him. He didn't want to speak to me. You're great mates.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those...
You know, he would have looked at you as the enemy.
Oh, definitely.
Big time.
Well, in my first Origin game, he smashed me.
Yeah.
That was the best lesson I ever had about Origin. Was I think at the time it was New South Wales' biggest ever loss, first game in 89, and I marked him. And I remember going to tackle him, and he just went bang with his hand, like arm, just give me a big stiff arm and knocked me out of the road. And then he trampled me. And then I ran, and my ribs were open. He came right in from the side and just went whack.
Yeah. Welcome.
Well, yeah. And there was mate, sorry about that. It was like, wow, yeah, righto, no, that's fair enough, fair game. I know what Origin's about now. And then he shook my hands with a big smile on his face after the game.
How'd that feel?
He scored three tries, kicked plenty of goals. I had a shocker. He was loving it. And I just went, oh, well, that's Origin.
Yeah.
And I always thought, because I got dropped after game two, because I played terrible. And then I thought...
You were 18 or something, weren't you?
Just turned 40.
If I get another opportunity, I need to be a lot better than what I was.
They say that's what turned Australian cricket around when AB on an Ashes series did the same thing. He felt like everyone was really matey the Ashes series beforehand. He was captain.
Really?
He said to his team, rightio, it's time that we start aiming up. And apparently he was good friends with, might have been David Gow, might have been captain at the time. And AB was good mates with everyone. Yeah. And then at that first coin toss, Dave Gow went and like shake his hand, give him a hug, and AB did not even say hello to him. He set the tone and went, that's it.
Talking about coin tosses, was my last, no, not my last game, it was Mal's last game as captain. And Phil Gould said to me, he said, that like the touchy comes in and goes, mate, they're out there for the toss, you got to come out for the toss.
This is Origin.
This is Origin.
Yep.
So, mate, I waited. Gus said, don't go out.
Make him wait.
And I'm like, oh, mate, this is going to be very awkward. Now, and I walked out. I reckon we had him. Oh, mate, he was steaming.
Yeah.
There was no handshake. It was just a stare. This is at Lang Park.
My God.
And I'm like, oh, wow. I walked back in the sheds. I looked at Gus. He said, how was he? I said, yeah, no, he was all right. I was like, mate, he's ready to rip my head off.
Don't run into him.
Yeah.
And that's 94. You won.
Yeah, we ended up winning. Mm. But, I mean, I remember walking into the shed thinking, this is either going to go two ways.
Yeah.
It's either going to rattle him or
fire
he's just,
him up
yeah, he's just going to come out and just hammer us. So fortunately for us, we were able to go on and win that game. But yeah, that was a moment that I remember, and I was reluctant to do it.
Does Mal remember it?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
But I was reluctant.
Why did that? That used to annoy the shit out of me.
Oh,
as
mate,
well,
it does. Yeah.
When you're standing on the ground, and you know, because the toss is about TV. As soon as TV's ready, with cricket anyway, as soon as TV's ready, you go.
Yeah.
Yet you stand there and just, like some teams.
Wait. Yeah, it's frustration. Mate, it's frustrating when you're on the other side.
You know what time the toss is every single game. How can you be 7 minutes late to a toss?
Well, mate, this day I was. And, yeah, he wasn't happy. And the refs were blowing up too. But the touchy just kept coming in. And Gus kept saying, don't go out. And I'm going, well, what do I do here?
Yeah.
The coach is telling me not to go out.
Yeah,
and then he said, go for a walk over there. So I had to go walking, like pretend I was
doing
a
lap around the ground.
Oh, mate. The mind games you play.
Anyway, nice little cuddle there, front page of the telly today. Jerome Luai, Mitch Moses. Back page, Nathan Brown, certainly one of the stories of the week as far as team selection is concerned. Premiership ring, Brown answers the call as Arthur seeks smart aggression. Headline on the back page of the telly. Rubbish recalled, Brown hits out at rumours of Arthur rift on the back page of the City Morning Herald. He spoke to Denny Widley yesterday. It was on Nine News last night, and he rubbished any notion of issues with the coach, Brad Arthur, for being out of the side in recent times. His recall this week, of course, hasn't played since round, I think it was 17, July 9, against the Tigers. A false rumour. He described that rumour about he and Brad Arthur not getting on. Could end up at the Tigers next year, by the way.
We'll take him. We will definitely take him. I was just thinking then, I'm not sure he's going to get long enough minutes, but Matt, I reckon he's going to have an absolute belter. I feel like he could be not the defining factor, but a defining factor in the game. Just that 20-minute hit, but it's the way he plays Loz. Like, even listening that, like, the length he hasn't played first grade for, I was going, I'm sure it was 6 months ago. We're talking about, last season, we're talking about him, you know, no-brainer for Origin.
Yeah. Well, it was 2020 he played Origin.
Unbelievable.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, he's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
His discipline's crucial, isn't it?
Doesn't fear a thing, does he?
No.
Just.
No. And he's 100 got good
miles
speed.
He reminds me of the playing front row for the Cowboys and played for Queensland.
Maguire?
No.
Cotter.
Yes.
Reuben Cotter.
Reuben Cotter. Yep. Mm. Like, same. Body on the line, every single hit, runs straight and hard and doesn't care that he, you know, might be smaller than other blokes.
Yeah. He's not real big, but he's brave. And he's got good speed. He creates some
bit of Wattmau.
Offloads.
Yeah. Wattmau when
he
was
Wattmau.
Yeah.
He was a good player, Chalk. He was tough as they come.
He was
and
awesome.
He had good speed too. He surged into the line.
Why was he so hard? Everyone used to say he was so hard to tackle.
Because he was built low to the ground and he was quite big.
Thick legs. Man.
But he was a guy that, as he got closer to the defensive line, he'd surge. You know, he got blokes that have come at one speed, but he'd come at speed. Well, not speed. He'd come with his run, but then he'd surge. So you'd think you'd set yourself for this bloke to tackle, and then he'd sort of take off and go, and he's so powerful. I think that's caught a lot of people out.
Yeah.
Kicking on also on the back page of the Herald, Eels fullback Clint Gutherson will assume a major role in dealing with the aerial threat that Nathan Cleary has planned for the Eels Sunday night. There is a picture of Gutho and Cleary back to back. And back page of the Australian, Moses eyes sweet revenge on his old coach. Another little side story to the grand final. Ivan Cleary was coach of the Tigers when they gave Mitch Moses the heave-ho from the club. Ended up in the Eels' lap and on the verge of glory tomorrow night.
Looking for an article.
Sunday night.
Looking for an article.
Got to find
Mitch Moses is not thought one bit about Ivan Cleary. No chance.
Possibly not.
No chance.
Not Tigers. I don't think he'd be thinking about the Tigers. But he'd be thinking about how things have turned out for him.
Pretty good at the moment.
Yeah. You know, definitely.
Pretty good for Ivan Cleary, by the way, as well.
Awesome for Ivan Cleary.
What Cleary's been able to do over there for the last few years has been excellent. And they get the chance on Sunday to confirm themselves as one of the great teams. But Parramatta have got a bit to say in that as well. Parramatta, they go into this game as underdogs. But I think they'll be confident that they can get the job done if they play to the best of their ability.